T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg here getting you set for now the series opener between the Bowie Bay Sox and the Richmond Flying Squirrels. Yesterday rained out, so we've got an abbreviated two-game set between these two teams. We're joined now on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up by first baseman Brock Stassi. Brock, through the first 3 games that you've played, you've had a hit in each of those 3 games. What's been working for you at the plate early on this season?
Just trying to get good pitches to hit, and luckily some of them have found some holes, and just trying to not get caught up in the numbers and everything like that, and just have good quality at-bats.
Now, this is a league that you're pretty familiar with. Just back a few years ago, you were the Eastern League MVP. What's it like seeing this kind of pitching again?
It's nice. You know, I'm very familiar with the league and kind of how it's run, so it's good to be here in Richmond and, you know, very familiar with every city and every restaurant in the Eastern League, so it's been fun so far.
What are some of the hot spots in Richmond that you were looking forward to going to when you found out you were going to be here?
Down by the campus. I know there's a lot of good restaurants over there by VCU. I ate at one today. It was like CAVA or something like that. I don't know if
Cava?
Yes, Cava. I wasn't sure it was abbreviated California, Virginia. But ate there, loved it. I've been to a Mexican joint down the road, very good. It's been great so far.
All right, in that same vein, you came up in the Philly system. You won your MVP when you were playing in Reading. We're headed there this weekend. What kind of spots should we look out for?
Oh, man, I got a lot of spots in Reading. Brewers. Brewers was my go-to spot. Great wings, cold beer, can't beat it.
What else should we look forward to in Reading? And I guess what else are you looking forward to about being back in Baseball Town?
Baseball Town is it's got a special place in my heart. The front office over there is still the same people, been there for years. I'm looking forward to being back in Baseball Town. I mean, I spent 2 full years, and then when I got sent down in 17, I was there for a couple days. So I'm very familiar with that ballpark and that city, and I'm very excited to go back for their home opener.
A couple years ago, you made your major league debut with the Philadelphia Phillies, played about 50 games or so with them. What was that experience like?
It was second to none. I enjoyed every second of it, and Philly's a great city and will always hold a special place in my heart. It was unbelievable. It was even better than what I expected, so hopefully one day I'll be able to get back up there.
And with that said, now 3 members of your family now with big league experience, your brother Max and also your great uncle Merle Hoag played back in the 30s and the 40s. When you were growing up, was he sort of an inspirational figure for you?
He was kind of a mystical figure. I never got to meet him, but it was very cool to be able to say I had a relative that played with the Yankees and played with Babe Ruth and roamed the outfield at Yankee Stadium. You know, it's very cool.
What kind of stories did your dad or grandpa tell you about him?
I guess there was the one that I really remember was after a game, Babe Ruth was actually jawing at him a little bit and he knocked him out. So after that, Babe Ruth wanted him by his side at all times. So that's one of the only stories. There's a couple more, but that's one that I remember the most.
So you're telling me that your great uncle knocked out Babe Ruth?
It's a true story. Very true.
You heard it here first. So maybe you didn't hear it here first, but that's pretty awesome if you ask me.
Yeah.
So you're from Sacramento or right outside Sacramento. Obviously the Giants have a AAA affiliate up there. You got to play there a little bit last year. What was that like?
Oh, it was incredible. You know, coming up with the Phillies and then last year being with Minnesota for a little bit, it was unbelievable being back home on the West Coast and waking up in my own bed and being able to drive 20 minutes to the stadium. It was, having family there is awesome.
So you can appreciate what guys like Connor Overton and Matt Wynn have here in Richmond, huh?
Yes, exactly. I'm very, very jealous, but I definitely know how thrilled they are to be here, and it's cool when hometown kids get to play in front of their family every night.
Swinging the bat well through the first 4 games, but the offense still hasn't kind of started clicking too much yet. What's it going to take?
I just think more reps. You know, we all had a good spring, and then we got up here, and it was kind of weird how long we had off before we played our first game. I think it was like 4 or 5 days. And, you know, that kind of mess with your timing a little bit. So we're going to be just fine. We have a lot of talent in the clubhouse, a lot of guys with experience. So, I mean, just reps. It's gonna come and things will get rolling.
And, of course, the two rainouts through five games probably isn't helping.
No, that doesn't help at all either.
Well, we got great weather tonight. Should be an excellent first game between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Bowie Bay Sox. Brock, thanks so much for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve when we return the starting lineups and then first pitch here on the Sports Radio 910 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.